Κρατικό πιστοποιητικό γλωσσομάθειας. Αγγλική γλώσσα. Τρίτη ενότητα. Εξέταση κατανόησης προφορικού λόγου. Έναρξη της εξέτασης.
Part A. Activity 1. Read items 1A and 2A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B or C, for each item.
Crooked teeth may embarrass kids whose families can't afford braces, and trying to fix their teeth themselves can make things worse. Luckily, there's Donated Orthodontic Services, a program from the American Association of Orthodontists. For children and teens who qualify and are matched with a volunteer orthodontist, treatment can be life-changing and help them smile with confidence. Learn more at aaoinfo.org.
Listen again and check your answers.
Crooked teeth may embarrass kids whose families can't afford braces, and trying to fix their teeth themselves can make things worse. Luckily, there's Donated Orthodontic Services, a program from the American Association of Orthodontists. For children and teens who qualify and are matched with a volunteer orthodontist, treatment can be life-changing and help them smile with confidence. Learn more at aaoinfo.org.
Read items 3A and 4A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Listen again and check your answers.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Activity 2. Read items 5A to 7A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
The Olympics are run by the International Olympic Committee, which is a partner organization of the UN as a whole. Working within the IOC is the International Olympic Truce Centre, established at the turn of the millennium. We invited the Truce Centre's director, Konstantinos Filis, to take us back to where it all started.
We should go back to 776 BC, where, according to the myth, Iphitos, the king of one of Greece's city-states, which were back then in constant conflict, went to the Delphic Oracle and asked how he could end these conflicts. So the oracle urged him to revive the Olympic Games as a means to achieving a temporary peace. And every 4 years, a ceasefire was agreed for athletes, spectators, and artists to travel to and from the games in Olympia. The truce was observed, though not always in full, for some 1,200 years, making it the most durable peace accord in history.
Listen again and check your answers.
The Olympics are run by the International Olympic Committee, which is a partner organization of the UN as a whole. Working within the IOC is the International Olympic Truce Centre, established at the turn of the millennium. We invited the Truce Centre's director, Konstantinos Filis, to take us back to where it all started.
We should go back to 776 BC, where, according to the myth, Iphitos, the king of one of Greece's city-states, which were back then in constant conflict, went to the Delphic Oracle and asked how he could end these conflicts. So the oracle urged him to revive the Olympic Games as a means to achieving a temporary peace. And every 4 years, a ceasefire was agreed for athletes, spectators, and artists to travel to and from the games in Olympia. The truce was observed, though not always in full, for some 1,200 years, making it the most durable peace accord in history.
Read items 8A to 10A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
So the entire Olympic movement is based really on this truce principle.
Exactly. And what happened in modern times, in 1993, the UN General Assembly approved the decision to revive the Olympic truce by adopting the resolution entitled Building a Peaceful and Better World Through Sport and the Olympic Ideal. And as such, in 1994, during the opening ceremony of the Lillehammer Winter Games, and for 24 hours, a ceasefire was achieved in the whole of ex-Yugoslavia. In the 90s, as you may know, there was a continuous conflict in Yugoslavia. After the dissolution of the USSR, Yugoslavia fell apart as well. So there was a ceasefire only for 24 hours, but still, this was a very precious beginning.
Listen again and check your answers.
So the entire Olympic movement is based really on this truce principle.
Exactly. And what happened in modern times, in 1993, the UN General Assembly approved the decision to revive the Olympic truce by adopting the resolution entitled Building a Peaceful and Better World Through Sport and the Olympic Ideal. And as such, in 1994, during the opening ceremony of the Lillehammer Winter Games, and for 24 hours, a ceasefire was achieved in the whole of ex-Yugoslavia. In the 90s, as you may know, there was a continuous conflict in Yugoslavia. After the dissolution of the USSR, Yugoslavia fell apart as well. So there was a ceasefire only for 24 hours, but still, this was a very precious beginning.
Activity 3. Read items 11A to 14A. Listen once and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Today's Radio 4 appeal is given by Leslie Garrett on behalf of Lost Chord.
Dementia is devastating, not just for the sufferer, but for the whole family. It's a truly heartbreaking disease which often strips people of their memory, their identity, and all mental capacity, leaving nothing more than a shell. It's one of the biggest challenges of the 21st century, and yet there's no cure. Music can be the key. Musical memories are often the last thing to go, and once stimulated, they unlock the door that hides a frightened, intimidated, and often humiliated person. Even their favourite song can strike a chord and stimulate amazing responses. A group from Lost Chord used to visit the care home where my Auntie Joan was. She had dementia and didn't recognise any of us. But play one of my CDs and her face would light up at the sound of the music. I became a patron and supporter for Lost Chord after she died. I was invited to sing at that very care home in a music session run by Lost Chord. It was incredible how those who were slumped in chairs started singing along with smiles on their faces and so full of energy.
Activity 4. Read items 15A to 17A. Listen once and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
We have to come to a regulation how we want to protect and how we want to make use of our global oceans, because they're currently in a crisis and there's a lot of threats out there, like plastic trash in the ocean.
So that would be one of the threats. What would some of the others be?
Definitely climate change. Our oceans are becoming more and more acidic.
What does that mean?
It means that a lot of animals, especially those that have skeletons made from calcium carbonate, that's chalk basically, a lot of animals and algae that have such a skeleton, they start dissolving.
The animals start to dissolve.
Yes. Over time, we know that it is very difficult for this kind of marine life to sustain.
Read items 18A to 20A. Listen once and choose the best answer, A, B, or C for each item.
People normally think it's only trees that produce oxygen, but it is to a large degree. It's tiny little algae that we find in our oceans that are actually responsible for producing more than 50% of the oxygen that we breathe. And if these algae can't produce oxygen anymore due to various stressing factors like climate change, then we have a problem.
So this is a huge problem, not just because the oceans absorb the carbon dioxide, but they also give us oxygen.
That is completely true, yes. This problem we're facing in our oceans is a global one. We need to make this a topic in the public. Everyone has heard about the climate agreement, about the Paris Agreement and these negotiations, but hardly anyone has ever heard of the Global Ocean Treaty. But it is equally important.
Part B. Activity 1. Read items 1B to 5B. Listen and fill in the gaps.
Located 18 blocks from the U.S. Capitol is the final resting place of dozens of members of Congress, as well as numerous government officials and other prominent Americans. American History TV toured the grounds and looked at some of the notable grave sites and memorials with Rebecca Roberts.
In 1807, Washington was a really new town. It had no infrastructure, it had no buildings, and it had no place to bury its dead. So this new Christchurch burying ground was the chosen place. And Congress bought up a bunch of plots specifically for the purpose of burying members of Congress who died in office.
To B.
In addition to having congressmen, Senate, and businessmen stay, the Woolers decided to attract the foreign dignitaries. A particular notice was the Japanese delegation. The Japanese had never left their homeland and were headed to the United States to visit with President Buchanan. At the time, there was no Blair House to house foreign dignitaries, and so that task fell to the Willard. Congress appropriated $50,000 for the Willard to refurbish and redecorate to accommodate our guests from Japan. Rooms were recarpeted with red carpets. There was a pantry built in, kitchens, and an entire floor of 60 rooms was given to the delegation.
We're going to come on in here and start talking about our story and those two ideas, which are the history of mental health care and also the land use at the site at St. Elizabeth's. So here we talk a little bit about how our definition of mental health has changed over time and of mental illness has changed over time. Look a little bit at some diagnoses of patients. And then we're looking at how did people think that the mentally ill should be cared for? What should happen to them? How should they be either cared for at home, which happened certainly a lot, still does, or if they should be cared for at a separate purpose-built institution. So certainly...
Four B.
You can see where the justices sat. They are figuratively and literally above everyone else in society, with the chief magistrate there in the chair in the center. A jury sat on the lower bench beneath them. And a jury would, well, just like a jury today, make decisions as to the points of fact in a case. The judges make decisions as to points of law. And when the jury has to render their verdict, why, sometimes they would do it without leaving the bench. Other times they would be sequestered in a jury.
Now a museum, we visited to learn about the history of the institution that coined the term penitentiary and strive to do something revolutionary, reform criminals.
My name's Nick. I'm a tour guide here at Eastern State Penitentiary Historic Site. This is today in a state of stabilized ruin, but when it first opened in 1829, it was considered experimental. It was actually so unlike anything else tried at that time that they invented a new word, penitentiary. The root in that word is penitence. This was actually the first attempt at the humane treatment of a criminal. In this building, that person would have a chance to reflect on their life and become penitent, to change themselves and reform themselves through that feeling.
Listen again and check your answers.
Located 18 blocks from the U.S. Capitol is the final resting place of dozens of members of Congress, as well as numerous government officials and other prominent Americans. American History TV toured the grounds and looked at some of the notable grave sites and memorials with Rebecca Roberts.
In 1807, Washington was a really new town. It had no infrastructure, it had no buildings, and it had no place to bury its dead. So this new Christchurch burying ground was the chosen place. And Congress bought up a bunch of plots, specifically for the purpose of burying members of Congress who died in office.
In addition to having congressmen, Senate, and businessmen stay, the Woolers decided to attract the foreign dignitaries. A particular notice was the Japanese delegation. The Japanese had never left their homeland and were headed to the United States to visit with President Buchanan. At the time, there was no Blair House to house foreign dignitaries, and so that task fell to the Willard. Congress appropriated $50,000 for the Willard to refurbish and redecorate to accommodate our guests from Japan. Rooms were recarpeted with red carpets. There was a pantry, built-in kitchens, and an entire floor of 60 rooms was given to the delegation.
We're going to come on in here and start talking about our story and those two ideas, which are the history of mental health care and also the land use at the site at St. Elizabeth's. So here we talk a little bit about how our definition of mental health has changed over time and of mental illness has changed over time. Look a little bit at some diagnoses of patients. And then we're looking at how did people think that the mentally ill should be cared for? What should happen to them? How should they be either cared for at home, which happened certainly a lot, still does, or if they should be cared for at a separate purpose-built institution. So certainly...
You
can see where the justices sat. They are figuratively and literally above everyone else in society, with the chief magistrate there in the chair in the center. A jury sat on the lower bench beneath them. And a jury would, just like a jury today, make decisions as to the points of fact in a case. The judges make decisions as to points of law. And when the jury has to render their verdict, why, sometimes they would do it without leaving the bench. Other times they would be sequestered in a jury.
Now a museum, we visited to learn about the history of the institution that coined the term penitentiary and strive to do something revolutionary, reform criminals.
My name's Nick. I'm a tour guide here at Eastern State Penitentiary Historic Site. This is today in a state of stabilized ruin, but when it first opened in 1829, it was considered experimental. It was actually so unlike anything else tried at that time that they invented a new word, penitentiary. The root in that word is penitence. This was actually the first attempt at the humane treatment of a criminal. In this building, that person would have a chance to reflect on their life and become penitent, to change themselves and reform themselves through that feeling.
Activity 2. Read items 6B to 10B. Listen once and fill in the gaps.
The record of the United Nations includes a proud battle for child survival and against human suffering and disease of all kinds. Every year, UNICEF oral vaccines save the lives of 3 million children. Last year alone, the World Food Program, using the contributions of many governments, including our own, fed 57 million hungry people. The World Health Organization has eliminated smallpox from the face of the earth and is making great strides to eliminate polio by the year 2000. It has helped to contain fatal diseases like the Ebola virus that could have threatened an entire continent.
Last year was the hottest ever, and the past decade has been the hottest on record. Average global temperature keeps climbing, glaciers are receding, and permafrost is declining. Millions of people and trillions of assets are at risk from rising seas and other climate disruptions. And the number of natural disasters has quadrupled since 1970. The United States.
The Universal Declaration of Human Rights, proclaimed by the General Assembly, stated that all human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights, that no one should be held in servitude, yet nearly 70 years on, organized crime groups lure, dupe, and force innocent men, women, and children into extreme forms of exploitation. Sold across borders, victims are held captive in squalid conditions under the constant shadow of violence and forced into sex and labor exploitation. Together, we must work tirelessly to preserve the freedoms and values that have defined our United Nations, to restore these freedoms and values to the lives of the men, women, and children who are exploited for profit and held captive with little or no chance of escape.
9B.
They want to wipe out our achievements and those of our ancestors, to erase human civilization and drag us back to the Dark Ages. The question we must ask ourselves as we face this, the battle of our generation, is what will our legacy be? Will we pass on to our children a world dominated by dread and division, where safety and security will be at the forefront of their minds as they board an airplane, attend a concert, or a football match, or stroll through a mall? Most important, are we doing what must be done to confront and decisively defeat this evil force so that our children can live in a world where fear and suspicion are replaced by human camaraderie and hope?
However, the United Nations is not working as it should. Our organization is slow to reflect changes in geopolitical realities. Where we should have flexibility and be adaptable, we have all too often been bureaucratic. Where we should have reached across sectorial lines and institutional boundaries, we have stayed within rigid structures, working in isolation with little or no coordination. Where we should have been empowering managers, we have not made the optimum use of our resources, either human or financial. Where we should have been enabling the staff.
10B.
Λήξη της εξέτασης.